eggshell bean. It's about, oh, it's a bigger out of his finger.
Mm-hmm. What about if you wanted to send me to the store to get some lettuce, you tell me to do what?
Get a head of lettuce, I guess.
Have you ever heard of a man talking about his children, say he has so many head of children?
No.
Haven't heard that? Or what about if a man had seven boys and seven girls in his family? You'd say he had a whole...
If they had a big family, had it. And that would be.
Yeah, pretty good size.
Yeah. My uncle was 12 in his family.
Have you ever heard people around here say anything like, well, he's just got a whole passel of
old passel of kids?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sometimes some old poor guy around here, they ain't got a thing in the world. Got a whole mess of kids.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of them. I hear a fellow say one time, said, take them people that didn't need kids, the only one that had them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the truth to that. But talking about corn, what do you call that outside covering on the corn you have to take off?
Yep. The inside of the cob.
Yeah. What about that stuff that grows out the top of the corn?
That's a tassel. Mm-hmm. Some people call it tassel. Mm-hmm. But I call it tassel.
Mm-hmm. What about that stuff that's on the ear that you have to brush off?
Well, that's the silk.
Mm-hmm. You've probably seen these things, big things that people like to buy around Halloween, you know? What do you call those? Make jack-o'-lantern out of them?
Pumpkin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of them. Old pumpkin.
Or what about this vegetable that's usually colored yellow and it's got kind of a crooked neck?
That's a squash. I used to like them, but I don't like them so good anymore.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I do like. You've seen the acorn squash.
I don't know if I have or not.
It's a green squash that's shaped of an acorn, only it's kind of like a marshmallow. Mm. Only it's real green. What you do, you just split them open, take the seed out, put your ground sugar and your butter in, put it in the bacon. Okay. And you eat that out of that hole with a spoon.
Right.
Like eating ice cream out of a bowl or something.
Uh-huh.
Now that's pretty good. I like them too. I can raise them here and have them. Good. Bugs is awful bad to get on them.
Yeah. What other kind of melons do you have besides that muskmelon?
Well, there's all kinds of mushmelons, cantaloupes. You can get cow horns, or you can get there's a great big old melon they call it. There's a big old marshmallow that grows. Oh, it's big as John Butler. Something like that. But I never did no good out of that. I like something like the Rocky Ford or something like that. And that white melon, honeydew. You raise them down where you come from. Now that's a good melon.
What about these great big green melons?
Watermelons? I'm going to raise good watermelons here. I had two the year before last on one vine out here in our garden. And two weighed 90 pounds.
Yeah.
45 pounds apiece.
Do they have different colors than me?
These are the yellow beans. They were dandy. And these yellow musings has got to be a different name and a different color. They got an orange. They've got an orange colored
flesh. Orange flesh, what to call it. Now that's a dandy. Mm-hmm.
Orange flesh watermelon. That's a dandy watermelon.
Is there any way to tell what color it is without cutting it?
I don't know it. You know how to tell, I'm going to tell you a trick on one of them. You know how to tell a ripe watermelon with a straw?